The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on Earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Hello and welcome to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, owner of Transcendence Wellness Center and Vice President of the Board of Directors for Transcendence Academy, the new paradigm in children's education. I am really excited about today's show. Someone very special and dear to Transcendence is here. Mr. Grant Gentry Hicks is here, and I want to kind of, go over his bio and share his uniqueness with you all if you're not familiar with him yet, because if you're not yet, you will be soon. Grant holds a bachelor's degree in mathematics and philosophy and a master's degree in acupuncture and oriental medicine. He has studied at Naropa Institute and is experienced in family constellation work. Grant has developed a special set of multidimensional cards that he uses during his healings and his readings. And so I just first and foremost want to welcome you, Grant. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, so I want to first share with the world my experience with you. And, you know, I meet a lot of different practitioners every day, and there's a lot of amazing, talented healers and teachers here in Kansas City. And, when we get someone unique in Transcendence, I get very, very excited because it's very rarely that I connect so deeply with someone who is doing something very parallel to what I do, but in complete alignment. When I first met Grant, he came into the center, and, you know, if you haven't seen Grant, he's drop-dead gorgeous, extremely authentic, and he came in very elegantly with his cards that I have never seen before, and he sat down and pretty much schooled me. He laid these cards out and told me exactly what was going on with the center, exactly what was going on with myself, what was going on with our business partners, and we just kind of looked at him there with our jaws dropped, and we said, "We love you. When can you come be a part of Transcendence?" So that was my first experience with Grant. And I know that a lot of people who have come through and taken some of his workshops and classes just cannot stop raving about, you know, the way you work. I have to say that you are so truly unique. And I would say unique is more of like an authentic perspective, because you're kind of coming in as this multidimensional teacher, but you're really a math geek, aren't you?
I am a math geek.
Yeah. I think you called yourself a math healer last week, and I almost laughed so hard. I've not heard that one before. Tell us a little bit about the way that your process works. I want to get into your background and all that good stuff, but I want everyone to know, kind of, they heard my perspective. I want them to hear who you are.
Well, in terms of how I'm working with people with the math, and what's so special to me is I've created this system that lays out these different levels of infinity, and in a classical way with geometry and number, and I've correlated that with the chakras of the human body and with different aspects of the universe, and I've got them together in a really simple and elegant way. And I can use these different levels of infinity and understandings to help tie to people's experience. So a lot of times when people are thinking that some of these concepts or ideas are just kind of beyond them, I help put these concepts into people's hands so they can grasp them and see how important and relevant it is to their lives right now. And with the cards, I can help add new perspectives about a problem or a situation that may not have been able to come up because they've been looking at it at too narrow of a perspective. And the cards and a lot of what I do with my work is to help people get more access to their real self, to their true soul. And from that connection, wonderful things happen.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about these cards, because these cards, first and foremost, when you did your demonstration for us a couple of weeks back, you literally demonstrated the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh dimension, but you used mathematics. And it was so easy, even for someone who isn't really great with math. You completely, you know, blew all of our belief systems away about nothing existing past the third dimension. How did you develop these cards?
Well, I was a math and science tutor for about 20 years, and I was so fascinated with higher dimensions and how to access them. And so I'd studied a long time and approaching it through a mathematical perspective. But then when I got into Chinese medicine and studying different Asian traditions, I really wanted to have a way of, I saw that there was a way to bring these two different traditions together in a way that actually helped to understand both. And so when I made this recognition that there was a pattern in the way that numbers work and the chakras, I was so excited because it took me years to see that or work that out. And once I'd worked that out, I had also spent some years of connecting with my guides and connecting with my higher guidance. And so once I had done the critical amount of work in the math and realizing the connections, then I was given, you could say, a lot of other information that made all this sense with it, and it all came together kind of at the same time. And when I first got the seeding of the information, my guides had told me that I was going to make an oracle deck out of it, which I did 2 years later, and that's my cards. And they also told me that it was meant to be the foundation of curriculum for the Star Children.
Mm.
And so I've used the cards. It can be a lot. It really takes a lot of focus to really understand the depths and the range of what I've really done. But when I do the readings and people can access one card or one part of it at a time, and that way I can share the wonder of the cards with people. And the desire is that as I build and finish the book with the cards, then I can focus more on really bringing out the whole system and making it more available for the people who are really interested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's just kind of jump into it. I mean, you and I are going to be, I see us doing a lot of great work together. We're going to be doing some video interviews. We're going to do some live demonstration. We're going to do spiritual theater together. What would you say? I know you and I are so in alignment with, it's not even about spirituality anymore. It's about being completely authentic and understanding yourself so completely that you've integrated what you would call the bad, the good, the unseen. What would be your idea of an authentic self look like?
Well, I think an authentic self is both able to have a totally positive attitude because really things are wonderful. But also that a person can say that and still be able to say, even though things are so wonderful, I'm hurting.
Mm-hmm.
There's pain in my body. There's a discomfort or a resistance in my being. And I'm able to tune in with that and express that and share it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this, you're saying that we're going beyond spirituality. And I think part of what we're talking about there is just that the spiritual and the physical are wanting to be together. That being in the, it's important, you know, if we're only spiritual and we can't practice what we have in our bodies, then it's just too removed from reality. And so it's time now to be connected to the higher dimensions and our higher guidance so that we can employ that in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so having my true soul in my body and acting and accessing that from within, I believe that's what it means to be authentic, because that's our real self.
Absolutely. And that's what I teach too, is it's about that integration between that higher and that lower self, and bringing that joined in love, and having that that relationship honored and healed. Because really, I mean, what you and I are going to be doing a lot of is teaching people how to heal from a joyous place, you know, through that childlike play. And I will tell you that that is the most exciting thing for me about you, is that as soon as you walk in the door, it's like, I remember what it's like to be a child, but I'm not judging myself. I'm not judging that behavior of, oh, you know, someone's walking by and they're being too noisy, or, you know, it's like you get to stop being that grown up and you start getting to play again. And I think that's really when healing is powerful. There's so much techniques out there. There's tons of shadow work. And to me, it's been really good, although I probably need to do a lot more of it. But it's heavy. And at times it can be like, yeah, I really don't want to go to Transcendence and do more shadow work today. I want to go play, right? So what are some of your philosophies as far as healing through play?
Well, I feel like so many people, it's, you know, the world right now, it's all about, you know, working and money. And obviously work and money are important, but so many people have lost that connection with spontaneity, their imagination, their capacity to access a bigger picture and what they're really here on the earth to do. And at the beginning, some people don't want to think about that because it's like too big or too serious. Mm-hmm. But I found that it actually, the more that we can play and be relaxed in what we're doing, even though I'd say, well, I'm definitely here to do great work and to bring great things for people, but we can do it in a way that's fun. We can do it in a way that's actually fun, not that we're just playing, but that we have room to laugh and to explore and to dream and to wonder. And that if a lot of the seriousness of the world, it's like it's forgotten how important these things are. If we can't wonder and imagine and dream, then we just keep doing the same thing over again. Mm-hmm. And we need innovation in this time. There's so many difficulties and so much seriousness about the problems. And I believe that the playing actually helps us want to engage, helps us want to be able to take that freshness of perspective, even after we know how the difficulties of the world, but still be able to show up fresh and ready to share.
Right. And then go and learn to play through the problems or play through the challenges instead of getting stuck. Yeah. Because it feels like when people come in most of the time, they're feeling very stuck. And I think that, you know, learning how to, like you said, visualize and play, but also, you know, what are we trying to heal? You know, what are you seeing a lot of as far as clients coming? What's kind of the epidemic that's rolling through your clientele these days? I mean, what are you getting a lot of?
Oh, it's about self-love and forgiveness. That people are walking around and we're carrying the shame, so much shame and feelings of things just aren't right, loneliness. And there's a lot of people not feeling connected with their soul, their higher guidance. And so when a person can have that, realize that they've got to stop criticizing and judging themselves, that the criticism and the judging are adding to the feeling of shame and of being separated, and that the feeling of self-love and practicing actively self-love and really doing what it takes to bring that love into the places that didn't get what they needed when they were little, or they were, a lot of people were made to sit in the corner, be good boy, and be a good boy all the time, be a good girl all the time. And I find a lot of people are cut off from that freshness. Mm. And once we start to do the work together, then maybe a person might need to cry a little bit, but then usually there's a laugh and it comes pretty quickly. And then suddenly you can see a freshness in their face, like, oh, where have I been? I've just been so worried and so stuck and not really able to access my real feelings. Mm-hmm. And so the self-love and forgiveness is what opens up the door for people to feel safe, to where they can come into some of the difficulty and release the emotional burden so that it can be fresh and ready to be here.
Well, and I think, too, that so comes in layers. Because, you know, I mean, anyone who's been on a spiritual journey, it's almost like, you know, you get to the top of the mountain and there's a new mountain. And and that's what is really, to me, cool about transcendence is we kind of have so much going on here that we can really meet people where they are on their personal process. Because really, that's what transcendence is about. It's not a wellness center where you can come and, you know, get your back fixed unless you're willing to get your back fixed through by doing your personal process. You know, why is your back in pain? And going to the root cause of the suffering, which is, you know, like you said, it's an absence of self-love. It's an absence of defined freedom in the life. It's absence of knowing who they really are or feeling like if they really were able to be who they are, were they going to be accepted? Because it's a lot of that, you know, a lot of that self-judgment, but then it's judgment towards others as well. Are they going to accept me for being on my spiritual journey? You know, I mean, we both know what that's like to be in this world, be in the third dimension, yet don't really live in the third dimension. It can be challenging with our relationships. Is that something that you found?
I would say that's an understatement that, you know, telling people that I have connected to higher dimensions and have brought forth this higher dimensional work in mathematics and translated that into consciousness and the soul, a lot of people they don't want to hear that, and it's like too much.
It's too much.
And
the
sense of being true to my real feelings, not just what I'm supposed to do because my mother wants me to do it, or because I feel this general sense of wanting to please everybody around me. The sense of really, oh, this is what my guidance is telling me, and this is what my feelings are, and I'm standing for my feelings because my dreams matter.
Mm-hmm.
But that has been a difficulty over and over and over again in a test to really challenge what I really believe in and what I really stand for. And I feel like that process of great difficulty.
Mm-hmm. me as well.
Be authentic and really stand for the truth and still get where other people are at and honor their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just led to having to move on and change relationships and a lot of re-navigating because of moving from different frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that process, that a lot of people don't want to engage in that process because once I start standing out and people see me, then they're gonna have higher expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And then so a lot of people just stay small because they don't want to, it's too much.
Well, and I think we're going to take a break in just a minute, but I think that what you just said is just rings so true. People aren't as afraid to fail as they are to succeed sometimes, you know, because what would their life look like? Who would be in their life? I want to give everybody a little bit of information about transcendence before we go to break, just so that if you are listening and you want to follow along on our website or Facebook page, our phone number here is 913-387-4631. If you want more information about Grant's work or anything transcendence does here, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/transcendence. Our website is www.transcendencekc.com. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Grant Hicks.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right. Welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I have Grant Hicks on the phone with me today on the radio here. And we are talking about basically the personal process and different ways to do that. One of the things that I've noticed about being a kind of a catalyst in this industry, as well as Grant is that when you can meet people where they are and help them understand the bigness of themselves, if you can help someone understand that they are a multidimensional being, right then and there, you can kind of destroy those belief systems and they begin to have hope. That's what I notice is this could be real. You know, people complete my manifestation workshop and they say, I so badly want all of this to be real. And so it's like going in and showing that logical brain or that mind how it all fits together is really what I love about you, Grant, because, you know, within an hour session, you kind of break down the paradigm. And so what workshops are you offering right now?
Well, the ones I did a few weeks ago, and I'll be offering more later in the summer, one is healing yourself and others with Chinese medicine.
Mm.
And in that class, I focus mostly on the energetic system of the body and starting to become aware of it and starting to look at how, through simple techniques, we can become more in touch with our bodies and our souls. Mm-hmm. And in the Chinese medicine, I really like how each of the different organ systems house a different quality of consciousness. And by paying attention to our organs directly and nourishing our, there's a lot of different ways to nourish our organs. And we're so used to, in the Western paradigm, our organs are just sort of down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really do anything with them until they get so badly broken that we have to get surgery or get them cut out. Whereas with the medicine, we can start to access underlying imbalances right away. Many of them, I really enjoy helping a person to access them for themselves so they don't have to be dependent on me, that they can start to get their own guidance and start to be able to take better care of their organs functioning directly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my classes. And then I'm doing a class on the mathematics of infinity and its connection to the chakras, that specifically being able to understand how mathematics unfolds at different levels and seeing that there's a universal correspondence with the inner domains of consciousness as expressed through the energy transformers of the body, also known as chakras. I think to show that that relationship exists is new. People don't realize that there is such a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how they're connected, like you're saying, helps get a bigger sense of the bigger picture and what's mm-hmm. going on.
Absolutely.
I'm also wanting to teach about helping people access their lineage of who they really are, and what my belief is that the soul is eternal, that the soul has, and especially to the sense of life as we live it, that the soul has had a lot of experience. Some people talk about Akashic records or past lives, but specifically that however you want to understand that, the mystery of the soul and the information that it has for us is incredible. Mm-hmm. And so helping people understand where their soul has been and what are the gifts that they're carrying that they might have only barely become aware of, that the process of becoming more in touch with themselves gives a better ability to connect with their lineage. Mm-hmm. And so once that's happened, a person has a bigger sense of who they are and better able to move forward with their true dream of why they're here.
Love it. So, I love it. I think that's exactly what it's about. It's putting the pieces. That's where we are as far as this level of the game on the spiritual journey is we are integrating. We are bringing all of that, those fractaled pieces of ourselves back in creating that wholeness. And yeah. And you just kind of summed it up. You know, I would say that anybody who is kind of a doubting, you know, type of personality or very logic-based thinker, take Grant's Infinity class. And that will literally break down walls for you because that is not, you know, you're not going into the soul lineage in that one too much, a little bit. But you're really going in and defining kind of how the universe is constructed and how we can make sense of it in our third dimensional brains, correct?
Yes. So that the math is not so out there that mm-hmm. we only use, it's taught in school based on the tradition of the ancient Greeks that we'll only use mathematics to do work on the world outside of us. Mm-hmm. When if we can come to an understanding of the way that mathematics works, it's actually a reflection of ourselves.
Yes.
And being able to see that and be able to understand that opens up, you know, you were saying earlier about people locked in, you know, they wish it were true or they wish this could be true. But an understanding of seeing how the higher orders of mathematics and different structures that we trust actually open that up and allow us to change our beliefs and really see that things can be different. I agree with you that that's the first step mm-hmm. to be able to grow and change is that there has to be a recognition that there's more going on and how to access that. And once the belief opens up that there's more, there, I could have a different life, I could have a better life, I could have a new experience that I didn't believe I could have, now something different can happen. And now
exactly. Exactly. And there's now awareness there. And as soon as awareness is there, then we can move forward with our thinking and developing. And I think it all comes down to, I love, you were just telling us the other day about this lineage process that you want to, you know, journey through. And I love that because we have so many gifts. And there's so many times where, you know, we grow up, we're slapped on a name, we're slapped on a religion, we're sent to school, and then we go to college based on what is actually going to give us the greatest version of a third dimensional life that we can hold on to. And we never really have time to stop and go, who am I? You know, and I mean, you can see the trends now. It's like this lineage.com and these DNA sites out there. It's like, it's almost like collective is already starting to say, who am I and where am I from? And,
yes.
And how does this fit? And why do I do this? And why do I have this? Why does this music move me? I know for me, since I was a little tiny girl, if I hear Celtic music, I just start crying. And I am, you know, as far as I know, I don't know too much about my lineage, which I probably need to take your class, but there's got to be some connection there deeper than just the sound. So what's your philosophy on that?
Well, I'm part Native American, and I've been able to participate in a lot of different types of Native ceremonies that have helped open and awaken connections to the universe within me that I really didn't have access to before, consciously. Mm-hmm. And in the Native tradition, obviously, it was a tribal-based. And instead of identifying solely as an individual in the world, that you identify as an individual as a part of a tribe. And we don't really have that in the modern world. Most people don't have a sense of their tribal connection or their sense of... Most people don't even have very much connection with their grandparents now. Mm-hmm. So the sense of the connection with the ancestors and the tribe, and that level of connection has mostly been cut off for people. And I feel like a lot of people are kind of walking around in an unconscious hunger for that connection.
Absolutely.
And wanting to know, where do they really belong and how do they belong with other people, that's not just a producer-consumer as a part of a nation, but that there are other levels of belonging and community that we're wanting. And so being able to identify your lineage or the way that your people would have done it generations ago, I believe that there are traces of that in the blood, and that's actually connected with the soul, and that many of those, like you're saying, your Celtic connections, or I'm also Irish, and I really connect with the Irish tradition of and their lore. And so accessing those things, it's been more familiar for me to access Native American or Irish lore because that's my lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that a person, if they're able to tune in or find more of that relation and connect in to who they really are and their people, then their sense of who they are is greatly enriched.
Mm-hmm. And you do this intuitively because, you know, what I'm noticing too is in the past year, a lot of volunteers are awakening and they're coming through adopted families. So,
yes.
You know, is that through intuition that you help them find that ancestral line?
Well, that's a good question. My desire through the lineage is that there's two levels. There's one, your physical lineage, which is related to the people that you've come from, whatever nationalities. And for people who don't have access to that information, then we would need to do an intuitive reading or connect with intuitively. But there's also a higher level of connection, I believe, in the soul, and that our soul has traversed many realms. And there's a lot of people who are alive today who have an inner sense of being from another world, that they feel like they don't fit here. It's just not. Some people don't experience that, and they don't know what that's about. But the people who are living in it, it's very real. And the sense that there's like a home world somewhere out there that they're like wanting to go back to, I believe that their soul has been brought here to bring that information from that world to us here on the earth, and that a lot of people have this kind of inner mission that are struggling with the way things are now to access that and bring that forth.
Right, because that's a huge part. I mean, I know that there's been times my whole life where I've felt homesick for a place I didn't know of, you know, and those 12 star systems out there that we basically all come from, right, at one point. It's amazing to go in and have a reading and reconnect with that star system, because it's almost like getting your charts done. Your life kind of starts to make sense, right? Your personality, your gifts, your traits, not just your blood lineage, but your star lineage. And
yeah.
And I love that aspect of it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just, this whole process of being able to, part of the, when I was younger, I didn't think that, you know, I always thought that accessing the energy or information of the stars was kind of ridiculous, because science had told me very clearly that we can only move at light speed, and that, you know, a signal moving at light speed just to get to the nearest star or some of the stars would take so long that the idea that we could actually connect to the stars, I just thought that was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've grown in my understanding of how the universe works, when we connect to these higher levels, we're not limited to the physical limitations, and we're not limited to the same gravitational laws as physical objects. And our inner experience can connect to different parts of the universe pretty much at will.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that most people are not trained to do this and don't realize it's possible, so they don't do it.
Right.
But for the people who have been doing it, and the people who have been practicing, we talked to many people who had very wonderful experiences of connection to different ones who they felt to be their guides or ones who are looking out for them. So how to connect to that, knowing that the universe is closer at hand than we might have thought.
Yes.
That understanding has helped me trust better that more of these different worlds that seem so far away are really not.
Absolutely, especially now with the way that the time just feels like it's speeding up and the veil is thinning and the kids are coming in and they're fully acclimated to the new energy and they have the knowing. You know, it's kind of like our generations, we have to move through the belief to find the knowing, and they're coming in with the knowing. And it's funny, I was listening to these two older gentlemen talk yesterday about this new generation, and they're so darn entitled, and, you know, they just refuse to do what they don't want to do, and they love technology. And I'm sitting there thinking about my own kids, and I never really thought of it that way. But I thought, well, is it entitlement or is it knowing? Is it I refuse to not be authentic and I don't really care what you think, right? And I like virtual reality because that's the way that my multidimensional soul works, is through different levels of reality, constantly shifting, yes, shifting, shifting.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I was talking about this the other day. When I was growing up, I had to go to the library and look things up in the card catalog, mm-hmm, and, you know, you look up old magazines. There was such a, and so that was healthy to go to the library and read books. But now there's so much information. You know, it's just a miracle that we can access all the information in the history of the world right at a touch of a fingertips. Mm-hmm. And I believe the kids now are born, it's almost like they already know it, that's yep, what they're going to be doing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And with my daughter, her first phone that she ever had in her hand was an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was like the height of impossibility. We didn't know
right,
things could be made. And for her, that's where she started out the gate, knowing that yep, that's just foundation.
Yep.
And so there's so mm-hmm, many new things that are happening that are changing the way that we think we're supposed to relate together and be together in community, that I think a lot of people are struggling with how to, is that a good thing or a bad thing that they're on the games?
Yeah.
But some of
yeah,
it, she needs to be on the games, and it helps her to connect to these different aspects of her imagination, and she needs to be stimulated in that way.
Right, and it's also a speed thing because, I mean, I know that once you really get connected to the universe likes speed. And this technology, I mean, how frustrated do we get when, you know, Google doesn't pop up in, you know, 1 second now? It's like it has to go all the way to space, you know, this information is coming. And we like to have that aspect of speed there because we are becoming very connected with our multidimensional aspects of ourselves. So we can be in 15 places at once. And, you know, and that's why we're opening this school that I know you will be a part of, because this information that we're going to be teaching is just in complete alignment with these kids are coming in teaching us.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break in just about a minute, but I want to go ahead and give everybody our information again. I've got my partner over here kicking me under the table when I don't do that. So our phone number here is 913-387-4631. And please, if anybody has questions about the center or, you know, what do you guys do there? What do you offer there that you don't understand from looking at our website? Give us a call. You'll get a friendly person answering the phone during business hours to explain most of our services and the way that we do things. It is very different than a traditional wellness center. We are focused on the personal process, the underlying root cause of all suffering, and getting you to where you want to be, which is joy, happiness, success. Our address here is 5053 Merriam Drive, Kansas 66213. Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/transcendenceKC. Our website is www.transcendenceKC.com. Are you happy, Susie? Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this spiritual theater that I am really excited about with Grant. We'll be right back.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I have Grant Hicks on the phone, who is basically a jack of all trades in the spiritual realm, and he kind of defines himself as a math healer, of all things. But once you've actually sat through one of his workshops, you will never be the same. So, well, welcome back, Grant. Let's jump into it. We were talking before the break about the kids and how much information is out there. It can be kind of a blessing and a curse, the amount of information that we have at our fingertips these days. And I think that, you know, having places like Transcendence where, you know, there's no real dogma here. It's just personal process, self-awareness-based education, you know, healing modalities. And like you said earlier, which is really, really, really important, is you teach people how to self-heal. And that is at the basis of my very existence. My purpose in this world is to create teachers, create self-healers, create you know, you are the guru. You are the one you seek. You are your soulmate. You are it. All of that information is you. You and I and the people here at Transcendence, we're simply reminding you all of what you already have within you. And I love that you do that through sound and music and role playing. That's one of my favorite things, is when you come in and you start speaking in a alien language or whatever. It's just you're fun to watch because you're so in your element of, you know, actually being. At the heart of everything I teach is the state of being. You know, everything we want to create, we must first become that beingness. Anything we want to decreate, we have to undo that beingness. In my workshop, I talk about the word belief, and in the middle of that word is lie. And so it's like we've become the lie. And I guess it's all technically a lie when we're just making make-believe in the hologram. But at the same time, it's how do we become that essence of what we want to explore here? Because it's not really about finding ourselves. We are ourselves. It's about becoming whatever it is that we want to become for that experience in the moment. And so I know we're in the process of writing all of this right now, and it's completely exciting. But how do you kind of bring that that beingness into your kind of theater aspect?
Well, I feel like a lot of people we're all walking around and standing around and we're being all good adults, good modern adults. And we're holding our bodies kind of stiffly and wanting to say things that are going to sound right. And there's so much of a self-consciousness that goes into just being an adult with other people that there's wanting for there to be more safe areas for adults to access a possibility of looking like making a mistake. Oh, no, we're going to make a mistake. Looking like a fool. Oh, no, they're going to see me. What am I going to do? And having the chance for that to be to come out. Mm-hmm. So part of it is what I want people to be able to imagine the greatest aspects of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, to really imagine themselves like accomplishing something that right now they don't think they could. Yeah. Or imagine that they have a skill set that they have yet to develop, or a set of powers or access to powers that they just didn't believe they could do, and then imagining that you can have that. And just for a lot of people, they'll go, no, I can't do that. That's kind of silly. That's kind of, I don't know if I can do that. Yes, I love to do it. There's just a quick a turn in a person's mind about that belief, and the role playing in the theater is a chance for people to make that jump and to suddenly realize it's safe enough to let yourself be and explore yourself, and you'll not really know what you're doing and not really know what to do, right. But to just go with what the feeling is, to go with what the inspiration is, and if we set up when we have a safe environment for different people to take a risk and speak out their dream and enact that and share that, then suddenly it's become just something that was in a person's mind to a felt shared experience with others. And now it's more real. Other people understand and believe in it with you. And now it's in the world for something new to happen and to attract more possibilities. So to free the person from the general self-consciousness, to give a person access to experiences and feelings within themselves that they haven't had in a while, these are part of the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And in week 3 of my manifestation workshop, which you guys, if you don't live in Kansas City, you can absolutely go ahead and download that online. Just go to the website or give us a call and we'll make sure we can get you a copy of that. In week 3 of my workshop, I start beginning process. I'm probably going to need to do a whole workshop with you, Grant, just because it's going to be a lot more fun. But the beginnings of method acting, because, you know, basically when you're method acting, you're becoming the character. And, you know, for the universe, they just need to see that you are that beingness a few minutes every day in order to start creating that new reality around you. And so coming and actually learning how to become the essence of what you want to create. It's kind of like, let's use the example of money. You know, a lot of people, like you said, they're chasing money. And but let's look at like what money actually really, what does it signify? What does it stand for? For me, it's freedom, right? It's like the ability to do what I want to do when I want to do it with who I want to do it, how I want to do it. To me, that's what money means, which actually that's more alignment with freedom. So then in this class, we would teach how to become freedom, not money. Because money is very limiting, right? The universe can work through lots of different channels to bring you what you want. It's not just about money. So when we become freedom, like what does that look like when you act that out? Where are you already free in your life? Where can you create more freedom in your life? Because again, once you start vibrating the frequency of freedom, the universe lines you up with everything freedom. Would you agree?
Yes.
So being able to teach people how to literally become the frequency of that which they want to create in a method acting classroom that is very light and joyful and fun, and we're not, you know, becoming an actor for a TV show. We're becoming an Academy Award actress or actor for our own life. Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
we're gonna get it. But we've practiced for so long on not how to be it and how to work really, really hard, 50 to 60 hours a week for money that we really deserve a lot more of, and we deserve a lot more time. And like you said, self-confidence. When you become the frequency of freedom, you also embody, you know, confidence and time and money and abundance, and that's all in alignment with love. So I am very excited about that class with you because I know I can take it to one level, but you can take it all the way. So because you have the moves and the songs and And so that's going to be really fun. But I do definitely touch on that in week three of my workshop, because to me, that's everything. If you don't have to do a ton of the inner child work, you don't have to do a ton of the lonely spiritual journey if you just learn to become what it is you want to create.
Yeah, I'm loving it. The sense of, you know, it's one thing to kind of hear information and go, I know that. But it's a totally different thing to feel it. And when you take action in it, to notice, oh, I want to say that I'm confident, but I'm not quite feeling confident yet. Mm-hmm. And being able to just feel that.
Right.
And go, okay, what is it that's happening? What are you feeling? Oh, this is, you know, and being able to free old beliefs, old memories, old things that come up right in the moment of acknowledgement, and having a way to, for that to be safe.
Yes.
So we can, I want to say I'm great, or I can be a champion, but I'm still thinking about what just fears that I might have, or tension in my body that's old from when I didn't get what I needed, and being able to have a safe space. I found a lot of times when people come in, they're feeling really bad. Maybe they have a migraine or just really oppressive physical pain that they've been in for days and or weeks or however long. And being able to just get in that space where everything is kind of fresh, and here we are. And we can actually look at it, and a person can feel heard, acknowledged, and understood. A lot of times, just that. And a person's feeling better. Suddenly their headache's gone. Just suddenly their headache's gone. Because they're feeling more alive, more playful, more able to be here. And so that making it safe to be here on the planet and safe to play with other children, which is, we're all, you know, trying to wake up.
Exactly. Right. And that's so important, is the safety. I know personally, I've gone through stages where I've done deep levels of healing. And now that I look back, the only time that I ever let myself heal is when I felt safe. You know, I was in a healthy relationship, or, you know, I had a good support system around me. Or, you know, when you're in fight or flight and you're hustling and you're trying to make ends meet, that is not the time where you're going to sit and work through all your shadows. Right? That's the time when you're going to
Totally overwhelming. In that
right.
state.
That's when you pop the pill and you keep it moving, and then the pain starts somewhere else. And then finally your body says, okay, it's time to break down, and then you can have the breakthrough. But it's kind of like transcendence and practitioners and teachers and catalysts that are saying, okay, look, we're going through our journey and we're here to provide a safe space for your journey. I think that this is our greatest gift that we can give people, because we're still on our process. We're still moving through it. You know, we're still going through our layers of finding and integrating our unique selves. And to go back to that, the spiritual theater aspect, it's kind of like people come to me all the time and say, I really want to believe this, that I can become the frequency, but how do I be the frequency of money when I look at my bank account and there's negatives? So that's where we teach solid acting, right? Because it's like, okay, now what do we do as a group? We've got no money in the bank account. How do we still become and vibrate the essence of freedom and money when there is no money? So what we're doing is we're reminding people how to play. We're reminding people how to use the body, the mind, and the soul to play again. Because when I watch my 8-year-old, she is in full grace of play. When she's being the unicorn, she's running like the unicorn. She's singing like the unicorn. She's the essence of the unicorn. And that's what it actually takes to shift.
Yes.
Yes.
And the freedom of expression that comes when people let themselves go there.
Right.
Like once
exactly.
you get there, then suddenly you're excited, suddenly you got ideas, suddenly you're so much fun with everybody, and I can't believe how close we all feel and how wonderful it is.
Yep, and that's when the inspired action comes, yeah. We actually are almost out of time. This has gone by so fast. You're so much fun, Grant. I can't wait to see you in the office next week to start working on all this. We got about a minute left. Grant, where... can they just go ahead and book with you directly through Transcendence phone number?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Anybody who is in that doubt stage or confused stage or pain stage, please feel free to give us a call at 913-387-4631, and that is Transcendence Wellness Center. Again, you can find us on our website, www.transcendencekc.com. And you can definitely look at us on Facebook. We're going to have a lot more original material on Facebook coming up. That's actually what we're working on. And the school. The school is basically Transcendence Academy, the new paradigm of children's education, which basically what we talked about for the last hour is going to be some of the curriculum. You know, this accelerated math and science, but it's based around movement and self-expression and self-awareness and self-demonstration and self-mastery. So thank you guys all for tuning in this week. Next week, I will have the directors of the school, Catherine and Patrick. They will be on the show next week, and we're going to dive down deep into this curriculum so that you can all know what school your kids will be going to in the future. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.